that's why I come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say I want to be more.
Good morning and welcome to the New Day Show. I am super excited this morning because I must tell you, it was not until 1 o'clock this morning I realized that today is my anniversary on Blog Talk Radio. Actually, it's my third year anniversary for the New Day Show because I did traditional radio prior to segue in on Blog Talk Radio. So happy anniversary to us. And today's episode will be our 155th episode in our first year. So I just want to thank God for allowing us the opportunity to be in on the year. And if I may say so myself, for having some of the most prominent experts over the 12 months period on these airwaves. I thank each and every one of you who have blessed us with your presence and who not only invested in my vision and my mission, but also in those of my very, very devoted and committed listeners. So for that, I thank you. Today, I have an amazing lineup of guests for you. I have three very powerful women, women who are making a difference, not only in America, but in the world. And our guests today will be Miss Charvette Mitchell from The Charvette Mitchell Show. You all know her with one of the most brilliant $20 million smile, and she's hanging out in the virtual green room, and I'm going to get her up next. And the next person will be Miss Trish Cook, who has an amazing story that she's going to share with you. And then our third guest will be Dr. Joy out of New Jersey. And Dr. Joy is an expert in prescription for wellness. So we have an amazing lineup for you today. But I just want to go in a little bit of housekeeping. I want to let you know that if there's one thing my team and I do is that we listen well. And not only do we listen well, we follow through on what you request. And I'm saying that to say, for those of you who have been calling me and other of my team members about the Vision Conference, and you know that the early bird registration ended back on Valentine's Day, February the 14th. And you have been asking and calling and ask us, please, could you extend the early bird registration? And I tell you, without you, we have no business. And because of that, we have listened to you, and we extended the early bird registration through April the 13th. So now is the time. Rush there and get it, because we listened to you and we wanted to add value to you. We want you there. So we extended it for another week. So just go to www.visionweekendconference.com. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the lineup is getting better by the minute. So just visit the website and see what we have there for you. This conference is going to knock your socks off. You have never seen anything like this, and I know we all go to a lot of conferences, but this one is uniquely designed for entrepreneurs with a lot of follow-up after the conference. So we have the best team coming on, and we have the best program after the conference that will hold you accountable and kind of hold your hands toward the success. So when you come back in 2011 to the conference, you're going to have amazing success stories. So we thank you for your support. We thank you for the interest in trusting us, and know that if you ask us for something, you're going to get that. And that's why we extended the early bird registration for April the 13th. So I thank you for that. And without any further delay, I want to bring my distinguished colleague and friend and first guest on my anniversary show, Mrs. Charvette Michelle. Charvette, welcome to the A New Day Show.
Well, hello, Dynamic Daphne. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be on the anniversary show.
Thank you. Thank you. Isn't it amazing, Charvette? When we're busy doing God's work, we don't even pay much details to these things.
Right. It just, time just got away from you, but that's awesome.
I'm telling you, yeah, because I was looking last night, I think at a minute to two, we were both online, and I'm thinking, we need to go to bed, but hey, birds of a feather flock together, you know,
it's all good.
Well, I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join my listeners and myself, because you two have a Blog Talk Radio show. My team, some members of the team and I, we were on it last week, I think it was.
Yes.
And we just want to go ahead and thank you for believing in Division and for, you know, giving us airtime to get the word out. And thank you for paving the way for women. You do an amazing job.
Oh, you are quite welcome, and thank you for this honor. I truly appreciate it.
Yes. Well, let us start at the beginning. I know I've read a lot about you and everything, but I like to have the listeners hear it from you.
Okay.
Because a lot of times when they read what we write, they figure, oh, we just sprucing it up, you know. So I want them to hear from you. I want you to take a few minutes and introduce yourself and tell people a little bit about your story.
Okay, sure. Again, I'm Charvette Mitchell, and I am the owner of Mitchell Productions. And originally, Mitchell Productions started out as a web design business. So a friend of mine was going into the medical consulting business, and I was helping her with some overall marketing. We were talking about brochures and business cards and a bunch of other things. And I said to her, well, you need a website, too. And we were both looking at each other, and I was like, well, I probably could figure that out. So my degree is in marketing, but I don't actually have IT background.
Uh-huh.
So I actually figured it out and put up her website, and then from there, people started asking me, could I do their websites, and churches started asking me to work on websites, and I said, you know, this probably is a business. I probably should be getting paid for this.
Uh-huh.
So then I just set up a business, and it's been blessed ever since. So the Mitchell Productions web design, it's kind of like my foundational business. And then I had an opportunity, oh, my goodness, about 3 years ago, a publisher within Richmond, Virginia, contacted me to come to a marketing task force, and she had representatives from local bookstores, newspaper, radio, different media outlets, and as I listened to the radio contact she had there, I said, you know what? I think I can use that for my business. So I started a radio show locally in Richmond, Virginia, really just spotlighting my web design business. But then so many people started asking, can I be your guest on your show? Can I come on your show? And I found out about Blog Talk Radio and moved to that platform. And it has just been a blessing ever since. So web design, radio host, media coach. I certainly advise people if they're trying to get radio interviews, if they need coaching on radio interviews, that's, you know, in my line of work. So that is a little bit about me.
Isn't that amazing? Obedience. You know, even when we think that our expertise and qualification is in a certain area, God has a whole different game in store for us. And all we need to do is to be obedient and step into what he has carved out for us.
So true, so true. I never had in my mind radio. I mean, that was not, it wasn't something that I grew up and said, I'm going to be a radio host. Never was in my mind, but it just blossomed. And I think that when you follow, even if you don't know where your end destination is, I think if you follow the cues that God gives you along the way, it'll lead you in the direct, in the right path. And it is just, it's been the amount of people that I've met and talked to, and just the, you know, the added exposure to the web design business and just the open doors. It's just amazing. And it's fun. Daphne, I actually, it is so fun to me. So it doesn't even feel like work or anything like that.
Exactly, because that's what vision is about. You don't need to know the end direction of where you're going, because it's not about us. We are servants. And God created each and every one of us in this world for a unique, specific reason and purpose. And we keep facing our shadows. And oftentimes there are some people who are chasing the almighty dollar, and God is sitting down and saying, when are you going to be still enough to really harness why I create you? And this is why a lot of us and a lot of people, we leave this world without their music being played, because they are not still in connecting with why God brought them here on this earth.
I could not agree more.
And, you know, I'm so thankful that you took the time to really explain, because there's somebody out there who is listening right now and they're saying, oh my God, that is my story. You know, that is my story, because it's no accident that you're here on this airwave today and sharing that, because someone needs to know that. You know, people need, they're in their jobs, Charvette, and they, I tell people all the time, do the best where you are, regardless of the situation, because it's temporary, and you don't know when God is going to move you
into
the direction that he has for you. But the one thing is, I know for sure, if you do a sloppy job where you are, you're going to remain there longer than you're supposed to, because you need to learn the lesson there that you will utilize when you really step into your true calling and purpose.
Amen, amen.
Well, you know, you have found this new love, and you really step into what God has for you. And I know there are no accidents, but you know, there was a divine meeting for you when you were invited to that gathering.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in your newfound passion, what do you enjoy most about what you do?
You know, I enjoy that I'm planting, I feel like I'm planting seeds for other people. So, you know, I work my radio show. I do, you know, the promotions. I'm posting it on blogs and Facebook and Twitter, and I'm sending out e-blasts and press releases. So I am working for my guest, and I consider that I'm planting seeds in their, I'm making an investment in their exposure, and in whatever product or service that they're offering. So that's where I get the most joy, because I know when you plant a seed, it's going to come back up later. It's going to come back up later. So I really consider it that I am planting seeds in people's, you know, business, ministry, their exposure overall, and I really like that.
You know, you're adding value, and this is what people need to take away from your answer. There's a question in the from someone in the chat room, and I'll get to that momentarily. People need to understand that our calling and purpose is not about us, but it's about adding value to other people's lives.
Yeah.
And it is in that adding of value that's where the financial wealth will come. If you had started out saying, well, oh, radio host, I want to be this, I want to be that.
Mm-hmm.
But you look and you say, well, how can I make a difference in the people that are meeting lives? You had that lady who was going out into her calling, and you said to her, you need a website.
Yeah.
And at the time you did it, I am sure You gave your best to that. And from based on what I understood, you wasn't even getting paid. So you start off doing
right.
that thing, and then we are like, oh, my God, here, it is a business.
Yes, exactly.
And
exactly.
And that's why you are prospering so much, because you understand what it takes to impact the lives of others. I forgot, I was so anxious to get with you, I forgot to give the number out that people can call. The telephone number is 646-915-8166, and you can call whenever you have a question for Ms. Charvette Mitchell. And I am in conversation with Ms. Charvette Mitchell from the Charvette Mitchell Show. And the question in the chat room asks, what are the pros and cons in business? What is the importance of having contacts?
All right. So that certainly a great, great question. I'll start with the pros and the cons. So pros, I think being in business for yourself is incredibly empowering. It's motivating in and of itself that you own something, that you are in control of something, and that your income, so to speak, is not, you know, totally in the hands of other people in the sense of the control. So it's incredibly empowering. You are able, there's flexibility. You get to meet people. You get to network. You get to impact people in a lot of different kinds of ways. The cons, I would say, it's a learning process. So you always are growing, always are learning. It is work, because anything that you do, you have to put work in, you have to put time in, you have to invest in what you're doing. So it is.
Okay, well, I think Charlotte had a technical difficulties, and we'll wait for her to call back in. I will, I'll just go ahead and follow up here on this question. One, you know, as a business owner, especially if you have children, being your own boss allows you not to miss any of your kids' activities. You can always be there. You know, if your child is sick, you don't have to think about going in to the job and leave your sick child at home. And it is important. Yes, it is very important to have mentors. Mentors is very important. Coaches are very important in everything that we do. I want the people in the chat room to let me know that you are still hearing me, and I'm waiting on Charvette to call back in. Oh, thank God, she just called in. Yes.
Hi, I am sorry. I don't know what happened.
No.
The line just went dead.
Yes, you were in the middle of your statement, and next thing it went dead. We know how technology is, but in the name of Jesus, everything will work like it was manufactured to work.
Amen.
And yes, I was just following up on what you started, and I was mentioning to the person that asked the question that, you know, especially if you're raising a family and you have small children, having a business and being your own boss allows you the privilege of not missing out on any of their activities. And, you know, as mothers, we know when our children are not feeling well. And when you have a regular job, you got to go to work because there are people that's depending on you. But when you are your own boss, you could work from home, or some people already do work from home. You can be flexible and creative in rescheduling your appointment, or probably have your child there with you. So there are lots of advantages to have having your own business. Someone else asked about mentors. You know, if it is a good thing to have a mentor, and I had answered yes to that, and you can take back over to continue your answer, Charvette.
Okay, again, apologize for that delay. But, yeah, I think a mentor is beneficial. I think that there are people that are out there that have been down the path that you want to go down, and so you can learn from them. You can, you know, get some tips and some clues so perhaps you won't fall in some of the same pitfalls that they fell in. Sometimes it's good to have mentors according to, you know, what area of your life you are dealing with. So, you know, if I'm talking about the web design piece, then maybe a general business coach is good for a mentor, and I have hired those in the past. And then on the radio side, I have a mentor who's in traditional radio. Actually, she's a Stellar Award winner in traditional radio, and that mentors me. So sometimes it's very good to have mentors according to whatever your focus is at that point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always a good thing because for me, what my mentors do is allow me to stretch and to become more creative. You know, your mentors don't tell you what you want to hear. They tell you what you need to hear, which will allow you to grow. So mentors are always good because when your family will not be there for you, God bless them, because if they see you hurting, they don't want to see you hurt. And the next thing they say, baby, why don't you pack it up? You ain't got to go through all of that, you know. But yeah. The mentor tell you, this too shall pass. How can you work around that? And they help you to work it through so you can experience the joy at the end. So mentoring is a great, great thing.
Yeah.
As a female in radio, what are some of the setbacks that you have experienced, if any?
I would say as a female in radio, sometimes people that are trying to get on your show, so I'll take it from two standpoints.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm approaching someone and someone is approaching me. So sometimes when people approach you, they may not take the time. They may not take it very seriously. You know, they just think they automatically should just be on your show, you know, without any thought of does their product or business service even match up to what your show is about. So
why are you reading my emails?
It's so funny. And, you know, and I don't know if men have this or not, but, I mean, I could just talk about my experience. So, I mean, you know, I think that some people approach you thinking that you just, you know, just ought to have them on the show. You know, so that's a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't know if that is gender specific or not.
Right.
So sometimes you may have gentlemen that are trying to come on the show, so they may be more kind of come at you more of a friend angle, but then they really just want to be on the show. So, you know, I'm like, well, let's keep business. I'd rather you come to me in a business manner and right off the top say you want to be on the show. What's the process? Don't try to, you know, how you doing and all that, and then go, you want to be on the show. No, let's handle business.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had to make that comment in the middle while you are reading my email, because one of the things that I do, Charvette,
I
make sure I speak to all my guests as much as I can, because it is my responsibility to inspect what I expect. And the focus of my show is to educate, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
It is not about marketing a best-selling author.
Mm-hmm.
However, if somebody's story end in a best-selling book, that's fine, because you are meeting the need of my listeners.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I had a guest once, and I took the time and I spoke with her about what is expected. She sent me some questions. I said, well, I don't normally take questions because they are only focusing on what the person wants. It has nothing to do with my audience. So I said, you come on, we are just talking from the heart.
Right.
And when I emailed her to thank her for being on the show, she sent me back an email saying that when she checked her website, she only sold one book from being on my show.
Wow.
And I pulled Oh, I had to make a telephone call to her. I said, apparently, I did not make myself clear.
Wow.
The reason for you being on the show was not to sell books.
Right.
Was to educate, inspire, and empower my listeners. So, needless to say, I don't really think I'm going to have her back because we are not on the same wavelength, you know?
Wow. You keep hearing me say, wow, I hope I don't get any of those emails.
I'm telling you.
You know what? It is always a privilege to be on anyone's radio show. I don't care who you are.
Oh.
It is always a privilege. It is always a privilege. And the thing about it is that people want to be on Oprah tomorrow, but if you don't, Oprah's producers look to see how much media buzz you have about you. They are checking you out in Google. They are searching you on the internet.
That's
so
right.
If you discount all of, you know, Blog Talk or whoever, you know, any of the other radio shows, whether it's internet or traditional, if you discount that, it's you're not going to climb the ladder where you want to go with your business.
Exactly. Woo. I tell you, the chat room is busy this morning, and I love it. I love it. Someone has a question, and they're asking, how has forgiveness helped you in business? If there was any stage of your life that you had to forgive anyone for anything, and has that helped you in your business?
Oh, yeah. That definitely has occurred. You will find out in business that there will be misconceptions or people will have one idea in their mind of maybe what you delivered, and you have another idea in your mind. You will have issues with payment. Starting out, you will have issues where there will be some issues with payment. Let me just say that. You will find people that maybe you connect with. There's a barter system you've done, and you know that you do something for them, they do something for you, and it doesn't really fall out, you know, the way that
it
should.
It's supposed to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So definitely, you have to forgive. You have to assume positive intent, as they say, and move on. Because what happens is the world is so small. The world is so small.
By the minute.
Yes. And so you're going to have to just get over it and keep
and just
on going.
Move on. You know. I'm going
and forgive and keep on going.
Exactly. You know, I'm going through something similar right now because, you know, there's a certain person who did some bartering, and I had the person on the air, and they still have not come through with what they promised. So I forgave that, and I took the lesson I learned from there.
Yeah.
In the future, I'm going to let you give first, and then I'll give you afterwards. Then I will not be taken. You know, somebody in the chat room is mentioning that they have experience where people ask you about your listenership, and they want you to pay them to come on the air. Oh, you know something is wrong with that, because you're offering them airtime. And anyone who does the research, they know how much it costs for airtime. So, you know, that's just not right to even think about, you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't know any media platform, radio platform, traditional or non-traditional, that pays a guest.
And
matter of fact, I've had contacts in my traditional radio tell me that I could charge a guest. Now, I don't.
Oh, yes.
But I've had it the other way around.
There are some people that does that. And I think we are not here hitting anybody, because to each his own.
Yeah.
To each his own. We don't know what expenses people occur and everything like that. And everybody does what they do uniquely. And so long as it is morally done.
Right.
You know, we're not going to hit anybody, because we are servants, but we need to be striving from what we do. You know, so.
Yes.
Whatever it takes, I want to go ahead and just welcome the other people who have joined the chat room. And I want, for those of you who are listening, please call in. The number is 646 915-816-8166, and you're listening to The Queen of the Empowered Soul, and I'm in conversation with the diva, the radio diva, as I call her, Mrs. Charvette Mitchell from the Charvette Mitchell Show. Yes, someone here is asking us to talk about the importance of communication. And, you know, that goes without saying, even in our relationships, you know, it is very important for us to understand effective communication. Here, oh, we're having such a good time. It's 10:31 already, and I know you were committing to 30 minutes. So why don't I go ahead, Charvette? We will definitely have to have you back on for a longer time. Girl, we got a lot to talk about, don't we?
Yes, no problem at all.
Why don't I ask, because I know you have committed other times, and I want you to just go ahead and let us summarize your conversation this morning and just give some insight to our listeners.
Sure. So, again, I think that it is about business, is about planting seeds in other people. If you think about it that way, I think that you will always see a return on your investment. If you are thinking, if you're putting yourself first and not, you know, always wanting to, if you put others first and not always putting yourself first, I think you'll see a return on your investment. Now, I also caveat that with being smart and operating business as business. So don't let people hoodwink you and take advantage of you, but definitely look at it as planting seeds in other people, and then you will receive a return on your harvest.
Yeah. Before you go, there is a caller here, and I want to make sure, I want to find out if they have a question for you.
Okay.
Caller, your first three digits are 404. Do you have a question for Charvette or a comment?
Yes. Good morning to both of you, powerful woman of God.
Good morning.
This is Prophet Rosa from the Power of Forgiveness Show. I want you to explain how important it is to have contract, put things in writing, how we have to put things in writing, because people are not people of their word, and no one needs to be mistreated and taken advantage of in business or in ministry.
Charvette, you have a couple of minutes you want to address that?
Sure. No, I think that's an excellent point, because a lot of times there is not a meeting of the mind. So you have one idea in your head about what service or product you're offering, and the person that you're selling to or you're in business with, they may not have that same idea. So if you put it in writing and say, okay, the web design fee is going to be this, it's going to be due here, it includes this, you'll get XYZ, I think that it is definitely going to help, because a lot of times people want to get more. They want to get as much as they can, let's say it that way. And having a contract lays out specifically what you have to offer, and then there aren't any questions about, well, I thought I was going to get this, or I thought it included this, or why did it include that, you know, et cetera. So having a contract will alleviate or cut down on that. And also, I've seen when I sent contracts, it makes sure that people are serious. You know, when it goes out, then they pause for a minute. They're really not serious about getting into this agreement or this exchange or what have you. Mm-hmm. When they see it in writing, it makes them pause, and it has them ask questions too.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for so graciously accepting that. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Miss Charvette, thank you so much for spending this quality time on our anniversary day, and I look forward to having you back.
Oh, you are quite welcome, Miss Dynamic Daphne.
Thank you. A friend of mine, she just loved your smile. She said, oh, that woman have such a brilliant smile.
Oh, thank you so much.
She just like your smile. And thank you for, you know, paving the way here in radio for women, you know, because there will be many after us, and we just want to pave the way for them so that by the time they come, a lot of the wrinkles will be ironed out. So thank you again.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And
thank
look forward
you.
To speaking with you in a, very soon.
All righty.
All right. Good morning, Miss Trish. How are you?
Good morning, Miss Daphne. I'm wonderful and blessed. How are you?
I am great. I am great. I was telling Charvette earlier on, oh, my heavens, I was so busy. I didn't even realize today is my anniversary show. It's last March, the last Wednesday in March of 2009 that I started being here on the Blog Talk Radio show. So today's my anniversary, and I'm excited about that.
Well, happy anniversary, darling.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for waking up early to come here on the A New Day show to just share some of the things that you have been doing with our listeners. Because a lot of people think because they are professional and they are successful in a certain career that they still cannot strive for other things that are pressing on their hearts. And I know you have a unique story. So why don't you start, Trish, by just introducing yourself to the people and tell the people a little bit about your work. Then we're going to go into the ministry that you do. But then we are going to talk about the newfound joy that you started recently and where that is taking you. So go ahead and introduce yourself, please.
Well, my name is Patricia Cook, and I live here in Brookfield, Connecticut, and I am the evening supervisor for the clinical laboratory at Danbury Hospital. And that means that anytime you go to the hospital and have any type of test done, my staff and I are the ones who process those tests and make sure they get to your doctor so it helps with your doctor's evaluation of your health. And as you know, I've been doing this quite a long time. I won't tell you how many years because I forgot how old I am. But I've been doing it for a long, long time, and it's something that I've always enjoyed. Helping people, being involved in the healthcare industry, and which led me to my passion.
And people probably thinking, oh, I wonder what passion she's talking about. But how many years it was, Trish, that you started going overseas to serve people in other health areas that has nothing to do with laboratory work? But it took you to a whole different arena.
I believe I started in 2003. Was my first trip, and that was to Thailand.
Thailand.
And so, we know all about that trip because you were back when we were at the old church, you used to sit behind me. And I remember you were one of the first persons that I had told that I was going to Thailand to do medical mission work. And you kind of looked at me like I had four heads and 6 feet. I said, this is something I've always wanted to do. And since then, twice a year, except for last year, because, you know, my uncle passed, I've gone to areas that have needed not only a medical ministry, but spiritual ministry.
Oh, thank God.
And I've been able to go and feed the children.
Right. Let's explain to the listeners what the duties entailed when you go into these third world countries?
Well, when we go into the third world countries, we go to areas that are underserved by their own medical staff or any kind of outreach that the government may even have established to help people. And we do basic evaluations. We provide medical evaluation. We provide eyeglasses to people who need eyeglasses, who never maybe had one pair. One might be broken. The other one might be not even their prescription anymore, but they're the only things that they have. I remember times when people, you know, they've been so happy because they've been holding those glasses together with duct tape. We provide dental mystery, which is where I work in. We can only do extractions. We can't do any restorative work, but a lot of times they get in touch with people who are able to do this. And we also provide, you know, some pharmaceutical help with our pharmacy. We can't do very much, you know, because we have limited circumstances and limited funding. But that's what we do, and I've been able to do this with Feed the Children for many years. I also have participated with Katrina with Service International, which Joyce Myers is very, very involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And I also now going off to Haiti.
Yes,
April with Faith Medical Missions out of Oklahoma also.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going with our pastor, Pastor Dan Tortelio. So I'm really excited about that.
Wonderful.
When you guys go on that mission, how many hundreds of patients you all see in a day?
Oh, it can vary. Sometimes the clinic will have as few as many 50 a day, as far as the dental, as far as the eye clinic, and we can go up to as many as 400.
My God.
It depends.
My God.
And you have to maybe double or triple that amount in the medical clinic. The dental clinic, we're not quite as busy depending on where we are in the world.
Yes, yes.
In Africa, we're not as busy. We may see 15, 20 people a day. In South America, we'll see, say, 50 to 100 people a day. And so it varies on what part of the country you're in.
Yes, yes. Now, you have found a new passion and joy. You want to tell the listeners about that? I am so proud of you. You are such a role model for me. And I'm looking at saying, my God, I can't believe.
Well, I recently completed my first half marathon.
Hey!
And, well, thank you, Miss Daphne. You've kind of helped me with that because you always told me I could do anything I wanted to do. And it really started, my interest in walking and running started when Barack Obama, believe it or not, became president of the United States, because that showed me that you can really, if you set your mind to do something, you can do it.
That's right.
I had set out an email blast, I think back then, that since Barack won the president, I can, at my age, run
That's
a marathon.
Right.
Yes, I'm
exactly.
over 50.
Exactly, I remember it. Clearly.
And I kind of put it on the back burner because some things had happened in the family. I lost it. I lost a very valued member of my family. And, you know, God came to me and said, you know, what happened to your dreams? What happened to your goals? You kind of like set things on the back burner. So I set out to try to do this activity. And it wasn't easy. I'm not going to tell you it was wonderful. It was easy.
No.
I had to actually put one foot in front of the other. I started by walking outside of my complex, and that became easier. Then I started, it became my way of meditation because it was, I have a very stressful job. It was able for me to like commune with God. That was because I could never find time. I was finding myself trying to figure out, when can I talk to God? When can I find some time to just do it? And where? How can I distract? And I thought, when I'm walking.
That's right.
Walking
That's
along,
right.
if I've had
out
a bed.
Out in the fresh air.
Out in the fresh air, getting my lungs expanded. And, you know, of course, whatever's on my mind, you know, I talk. Of course, my neighbors probably think I was nuts walking down the street going, oh, God, I got to talk to you about this. What's going on? And I found I love it. You know, I don't run all the time. I walk a lot. I walk, run, and I just finished on March 7th of 2010, I participated in the Disney Marathon, half marathon, and I completed it.
Wonderful.
And it was my first time ever doing that, and my nieces went with me, and they were my encouragement, and they said, well, Patricia can do it, we can do it.
That's right. And, you know, what was that feeling like when you turn up there and see those hundreds of people?
It was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. I heard so many fantastic stories. So many people were telling me their stories, and I guess maybe because I was meant to be there to encourage somebody else, and somebody was there to encourage me, I kept running into wonderful Christian women.
Wonderful.
You have to
wonderful.
Remember, this was a marathon that was basically majority were female. There were some guys there who were running with their girlfriends or their wives, trying to encourage them, you know. And there was this one lady, I remember her so well. She was from Texas, and she told me she had lost 200 pounds.
My God.
And she said, she woke up one morning and she said, you know, God told me to stop sitting by the sidelines of life and get out.
Action.
Action, and to get out and to do this. And she said she had had the bypass, but she didn't have the severe bypass surgery. Mm-hmm. She had what they call the sleeve, where you go yes. in and remove half of your stomach. Because mm-hmm. she said she was a victim of the binging and purging and stretching her stomach out. And she said she just prayed. And she said she always had faith. But she said she kind of was on the fence.
Yes.
But she
yes.
said she finally, about 2 years ago, put her whole heart into believing that God had mm-hmm. a plan for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why is this woman telling me this? You know, I mean, she mm-hmm. just started. We just started talking. First of all, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. You're in Florida, and everybody thinks it's warm. No, it's 32 degrees. You're in mm-hmm. shorts. You're in short sleeves. And I'm sitting here, and my niece is going, I'm cold. I said, yes, Lee, we understand that. You know.
Yes. Yes.
And we're freezing, and she's just, and we're standing there, and we're talking, and she's just telling me, God is so good. God is so good. And you know, her just enthusiasm. She says, I'm going to do this.
That's right.
I'm going to finish
That's
this.
Right.
She says, I may be the last one across the finish line, but I'm going to do it.
Finish. Finish it is. It's not a competition.
It's not a competition.
It is finishing,
it was
you know?
Finishing, and it was absolutely fabulous. And there was another lady who was there. She said she was 69. It was her birthday. She was 69 years old.
Mm.
She looked fabulous. We just kind of moved out the way, let her run on ahead mm-hmm. of us. And
mm-hmm.
she said, I'm doing this. She said, I had cancer 2 years ago. She said, God healed me. God put me where I was supposed to be, and
yes.
she just went forward for it. And it, you know,
my God.
There's a song that we sing, moving forward, moving,
mm-hmm.
moving forward. And
mm-hmm.
that's what it became my whole thing is moving forward, keep moving forward.
You
know, doing what you need to do just to, you know, mm-hmm. accomplish your goals.
Yes. You know, Trish, I am so proud of you. I don't think, I know I've told you that before. And I thank you for coming on the radio to share the story with others because you know something? I remember years ago when there were a lot of talk going along.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still a lot of talk going along, but you are no longer talking. You took action. And you didn't wait on anybody to say, oh, well, I'm going to come with you. You did what you had to do. The same thing with your mission work. You take off and you go and you do what you do. And, you know, for the people who are listening, it doesn't matter what your vision are or your goals. Action is important. And know that in the beginning, you probably will not have anyone to encourage you. But you need to look in that mirror and begin to encourage yourself.
Well, Daphne,
and know that.
Well, Daphne, I have to honestly say, you've been one of the few people who believed I could do this.
Oh.
You know, even among our own group, I think sometimes mm-hmm. people say, you know, oh, you can do this, but they're like thinking, yeah, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right, you know. But when I actually did it, people like came up to me and said, you did it. Well, I'm gonna do this. I think there's a big half marathon coming up, or not even half marathon, I think it's a 5K coming
mm-hmm.
up within my own right here in this area. It's called
mm-hmm.
Run Like a Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on Mother's Day. And
mm-hmm.
it's for the March of Dimes. And
mm-hmm.
I've got people participating in that because of what I've done.
Well, thank God.
I had a girl who said, well, if you can do that, my family wants to participate in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's a big, big
mm-hmm.
event for her
mm-hmm.
family because she's Irish. And
mm-hmm.
she was born in Ireland and her family is Ireland. And she was hesitant about participating.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, well, you did the marathon. I can do this. You know, this is just
Good.
A walk.
Good.
And
Good.
And you know, it's just trying to look within yourself and deciding.
That's
and,
right.
Know,
decide what you want to do.
And not being fearful.
That's right.
That's one thing I have honestly had to conquer within myself is being fearful.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, oh, what if I fail? Everybody's going to laugh at me.
Well, that's all right. You learn
that's
a lesson
okay.
because there are
lesson.
No failures. You learn a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You learn a lesson from it. There's a caller here. Let me see if this some person has a question.
Okay.
Caller, your first three digits are 804. Would you state your name, where you're calling from, and if you have a question for Ms. Cook? I guess they're just listening.
I guess they're listening.
Okay. All right. So, what can we look for in the future? Where the walking and the running is concerned. Are you planning on still continuing? You look so good, you can't stop now.
Thank you, Daphne. Thank you so much. That was the benefit of all this, really, is I lost 25 pounds. I think.
Oh, congratulations!
I needed to, so because you know I don't want to take hypertension medicine, and I don't want to be diabetic, and I don't want to fall to those ills that, you know, we're often labeled with after we turn a certain age. So this has been healthy for me. I am doing the sister portion of this Disney marathon, the other half of it, in September.
Wonderful.
It's Labor Day weekend, and I'm hoping and praying that I continue to do that. There are a couple of 5Ks coming up that I want to participate in. I'll probably walk and run them, and in the meantime, I will still be, you know, working on myself and strengthening areas that I found in doing this and training for this that are weak, you know, that I have to work on. I have hired a personal trainer once a week. I get together. I think he's all of 5. But he's very good. You know, he's very young, and he's very energetic, and he's always telling me. He's very encouraging. And I continue to move forward with that. And I'm just saying, you know, I'm not going to ever be one, you know, one of these champion, what I call the gazelles.
Well, you don't know that. You don't,
I don't know
what
that.
Plans God have for you.
I don't know, but I like it. I finally find something that gives me joy,
exactly,
gives me peace, helps me burn off some frustration, and I just love it. It's great. I'm, like I said, I'm not always a runner. I am a walk. I walk very fast. My niece, in fact, always tells me, "Aunt Patricia, you walk faster than most people walk. Most people run." And I go, "Yeah, you know, I try to do that to the best of my ability." And because it's something that I do.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, let me check and see in the chat room. I am now in conversation with Miss Patricia Cook, and we are now talking about her participation in the half marathon down in Florida. Not very long ago, approximately maybe a month or 3 weeks ago.
About 3 weeks ago, yes.
Yes, so it is fresh in her mind. So if you have any questions for her, please call 646-915-8166. And it's amazing that we have her on talking about this now, because my next guest will be Dr. Joy. And Dr. Joy is the expert in prescription for wellness program out of New Jersey. So we are here with some powerful women on this, the first anniversary of our show being on Blog Talk Radio. So Trish, for those people who are listening to you now and say, "Oh, she's letting it sound easy, but oh, I can never do that," what are some baby steps you would encourage them to begin to take?
I would encourage anybody to just get outside and put one foot in front of the other. Whether it's walking to the where your mailbox is twice or walking to the corner and coming back, just putting one foot in front of the other. You don't have to buy a bunch of equipment. A lot of people say, "Well, I don't have the equipment to run," or "I don't have the equipment to speed walk. I don't have the equipment to do these things." If you have 2 feet and a pair of tennis shoes, even not even a pair of tennis shoes, a pair of just shoes that are comfortable to walk in when you're first starting, put one foot in front of the other. You can even walk up and down your stairs. I have a very good friend who is a fitness trainer, and he says the first thing is just to get moving. Even standing in place, walking, you know, around your bed a couple of times, just to get the idea of moving again. Because that was with me. I thought I was always moving since I was at work. I'm on my feet. I'm going off. But actually, taking time to walk and spend some time putting one foot in front of the other. 2 minutes, 30 seconds. I got my mother walking even. My mother has what's called congestive heart failure, and it's a minor case of it, which, you know, God bless. But the doctor told her, get out and walk, and you'll find yourself feeling better. And she actually walks. She used to drive to the mailbox, which was ridiculous. Her mailbox was so close. And I said, "Mama, don't drive to the mailbox. Just walk to the mailbox and walk back." And she started doing that. And now she does the cul-de-sac a few times. And she really, you know, just for her, she says, "Well, if you can do it, I can do it."
That's right. It's such a motivation. And, you know, a lot of times we're doing things and we don't realize how much it is impacting the lives of other people.
Right.
And we all can do a little something. It doesn't have to be anything huge.
No.
You know, just find out where I can make a difference, you can make a difference, and together we will all be impacting and changing the world. Because people look and think, you got to make a difference in 500 people's lives. No, find one person that you can make a difference in their lives.
Right.
And they in turn will find one person. And then, before you know it, it snowballs, and we are having a whole large number of people being impacted.
Yes, yeah. If you just take one person and be kind to one person, or show one person some compassion, you know, you don't have to show 500 people compassion. You show one person some compassion, and it does make a difference. I'd like to tell you this real brief story, if I can.
Sure, you have time.
We had gone to, on one of my mission trips, we had gone to, I think it was somewhere in Nicaragua, I believe. And Dr. Beeler, who is the head of the medical team for Feed the Children, fantastic man, an awesome man of God too, had gone down several times. He'd started the medical team originally with just his family. And they used to camp outside, and they were in Haiti. And from Haiti, they've moved on to other countries. El Salvador, remember when El Salvador was having a lot of trouble? They were dodging bullets and things like this. Anyway, I'm telling the story because they had gone to Nicaragua, and this man's wife, he was a farmer, was having a baby, and the and the baby was breech. Now, breech babies here are no big deal anymore. We can turn the baby. We often can do, you know, the C-section or whatever here. But just trying to get the baby to turn in an area where you have no doctor. And often you lose the baby and the mother. And they had three kids. The baby had not turned. They were hoping the baby would turn. And the baby had not turned. So they called for Dr. Beeler and asked him to come out in the middle of the night to help deliver this baby. He didn't hesitate. He got up. He went out. Turned the baby. Baby was delivered.
Thank you, Jesus.
Which was wonderful. And there was no complications. And the doctor... The farmer came to Dr. Beeler and said, I want your name. And he asked, told the interpreter, I want Dr. Beeler's name. So he was thinking that he would name the baby. So he wrote down Larry, you know. And he said, no, your whole name, everything. So he wrote, I think it was Lawrence William Beeler, M.D. So he said, I guess he thought he was wanted to thank him or something. So the next day he came back with a couple of chickens. We had chicken then. A couple of chickens and just a very, very, you know, very thankful.
Wow.
So when they returned to Nicaragua 3 or 4 years later in the same general area, the farmer came. And he introduced his son, Lawrence William Beeler, M.D. Gonzalez. He named him Dr. Beeler. Which was grateful, but this
what an honor, which was even better
was the man said, if this man got up in the middle of the night to help me, what else can I do to help my family?
My God.
So he went and got a couple of more chickens and gave the eggs to his neighbors. His neighbor in turn helped him build a better house, put a roof and an extra room on his house.
Wow.
That neighbor turned around and said, well, what can I do to help this other person next to me? So he grew a few more vegetables.
My God.
This whole community, which was very poor,
together
got together and improved their lot.
That's right.
The kids were in school. They became a community.
That's right.
Just because
Dr.
Beeler got up in the middle of the night. And delivered this baby.
Make a difference. He could have been lazy and say he wasn't going.
He could have said no.
That's right. He was in a different country, and he made a difference.
He made a difference. He said, I would have done it here. He said,
One man, one action. A difference.
He knew that would take, for him, wouldn't be a problem at all because he had done this so many times.
That's right.
And delivered this baby. Has his kids running around. Now, I think this kid is now at least, I mean, he must be at least, 10, 12 years old.
Who is
in school?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the parents said they want their all their children are getting an education.
That's right.
We take education for here for granted. Sometimes mm-hmm. I want to, you know, slap kids because they, mm-hmm. They're kids who want to go to school that can't go to school.
Going barefooted. I remember I used to go to school barefooted.
Yeah,
I went. And you know, Trish, I'm sitting here. I forgot to tell you that one of the people that you minister, I think is in El Salvador or something,
mm-hmm.
is on Facebook, Carlos.
Oh, Carlos, okay.
Now, and,
he's in Nicaragua.
Nicaragua, because he asked me to be his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, who is this? I don't want to be nobody friend like that. I don't know who. And he asked if I know Maria.
Yeah.
And I said, hold on. Are you Carlos and Trish's friend too? He said, yes. Oh, yeah, they're my friend. I know them. I forgot to tell you.
Oh,
so
wow.
So mention about that. So, yes.
He is something else. He was such a blessing. We were in this area, and he's a teacher.
And
he is fabulous. In fact, I believe right now he's in Nebraska taking a couple of courses.
Okay.
He is what a awesome young man. Awesome young man of God.
Yes, he speaks so highly of you and Maria.
Oh, especially Maria.
Maria.
Yeah. Oh, just wonderful. And mm-hmm. we came to his school. His school had no bathroom.
Oh, my God.
But the bathroom they were using was very bad. And because we came, we were able to give them not only a bathroom for because the boys and the girls use the same bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to build, you know, a decent bathroom so the boys and the girls could have their own separate decent bathroom.
Oh.
Something, and it didn't cost that much money. And
isn't that something?
Things that we take for granted. And these kids come to school. They are clean. They are neat. You know, they're in class. They're respectful. I mean, they're kids. You know, and saying
they're
cute. They want it. They're smart. They want it. They want. They hunger for everything.
My God.
They hunger for the things of God. They hunger for the things. You know, education. You know, it's amazing. You know, the girls are so many girls. Mathematic teachers. They want to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're into math. And they're in.
And
it's encouraging in the sciences. And for me to see that is really, really fantastic.
Yeah, because that's up your alley in the work that you do. And to know that these children, they don't have anything, but yet they have so much.
Because they
don't let the material things get into the way of their performance.
They don't, and they're wonderful. And the thing, they're in. When you come in a room and you say to the kids, "We have guests entering the room," they snap to attention. You know, the parents work very hard. It costs maybe $5 every semester, so it's $10 a year to send a kid to school, and they struggle to get this $10.
My God!
Plus the uniforms. And those kids, and you have to see these shirts. Their shirts are immaculate. I keep wanting to.
Oh yes, and they're ironed. They're starched and ironed, and
the
skirts of the girls.
And the socks are white. They're not dirty. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here thinking, where did
and
they
they're
go?
Hand washed.
Yes. You
they're
know,
hand washed.
It's like, I wish we could send some of our kids down there for a while. Every time I see a pair of droopy pants, I want to get a torch and, you know.
Oh, you know, yes. It's like a couple of years ago, I had gone to one of the high schools here in Connecticut, up in Falls Village.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you something, I went into that cafeteria and I came back transformed. And I said, every school in Connecticut needs to make a visit to that school so they can see how kids behave and see just how the cafeteria is laid out. I have never gone into any school where the kids behave like that. And I know it's the same feeling you probably experience when you are over there ministering and see how these kids appreciate what they have. And if you look at them through America's eye, you say, oh, they are so poor, dirt poor. They don't have anything, but yet they have so much.
They have so much. We have too much in this country sometimes. And I think every child under the age of 18 should go overseas and spend at least a week or 2 weeks or even a summer.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had my way, if I had the money, I would send them all for the summer and experience what it's like to be happy without video games and fast food restaurants and iPods and how to go back and entertain yourself.
That's
you know,
right.
Where you have absolutely nothing. And people are amazed when I tell them the stories. I said, these kids, they're healthy, they're happy. You don't have, you know, obesity problems. You know, you
That's
have
right.
people
they're
who are
outdoor running.
They're out running. They're doing what we used to do as children, you know.
That's right.
I remember when we used to, you know, go out and exercise and do things. And that's the, you know, you ran up and down the street till your mother came in when the lights came off. And I think that's the one thing that we have gotten out of as a country.
That's
we go ahead and sit
yes.
people in front of that stupid TV set, nothing
mm-hmm.
against TV, but,
yeah.
and that becomes your babysitter. Get out. And I think that's the thing with me I discovered I was doing, you know, since I started the walking and since I started concentrating on getting out, I find I'm less grumpy, even though some people kind of debate that, but I'm less grumpy.
Yeah,
well, I'm less grumpy. I'm more energetic. I feel like I can do things. Yeah, you know, I do have arthritis, but I feel like I can move more. I'm willing to get out and do more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have lost sight of that. I mean, Michelle Obama is trying to bring it to the attention. Jamie Oliver is trying to bring it to the attention. You know, just because we're not, you know, we have become so mechanized, we're becoming just our heads. There was physical fitness commercial once where it showed 20 years down the line where we were so intellectualized, but we had lost our bodies, and we had these robots carrying our heads around. Well, we're turning into these kind of people, and we've got to get out, and we've got to do more, and we've got to move. And
you know,
I think that's what inspired – another thing that inspired me to move is just to get out and do something.
Because it is so important that we get out. And you mentioned about the TV. Not only is it getting in the way of our health because our kids sit there and they play those games and all of that, but it is getting in the way of the communication with each other. Families are not many families have dinner together again because somebody's watching TV here and somebody's playing the video game there and all of that. And it gets into the way of families sitting together and talking about, well, how was your day? You know, I don't know if you ever experienced, you say to the kids, well, how was school today? All right. What did you do? Nothing. And I mean, please, I have issue with that. You leave all day, you go to school and nothing. But that is just their way of cropping out of communicating about what happened.
Right.
Again, I want to remind the callers, you can call in at 646-915-8166. And I'm still here talking with Miss Patricia Cook. We did a lot of conversating here. We're talking about her mission overseas. We're talking about her newfound activity of walking, which turned into her finishing the half marathon down in Florida. And she's looking back to go back in September. We are just here having a heart-to-heart conversation and some of the things that we can do to elevate our health.
Yeah.
Yes, not all of us can afford to go into the gym, but based on what Trish is telling us here, even walking the stairs in our homes, going out to the mailbox, we can all do something. So call in. Let us hear from you. And then my next guest, we are waiting on her to call in momentarily. Dr. Joy will be coming and sharing her story too. And she's really going to help us focus on eating healthy, living healthy, have a healthy outlook on our lives. So give us a call, 646-915-8166. All right, Miss Trish. So we are waiting. And you and I, if it's okay with you, we will continue in conversation until Dr. Joy calls. Do you have the time for that?
I sure do.
Okay. All right. And this is just our own opinion. This question I'm going to ask you now, it has nothing to do with survey or anything with that. Who do you think take better physical care of themselves, men, male or female?
That's a good question. I think, I honestly think women.
Oh, okay.
My personal opinion is women.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because men have a tendency to, just from what I've observed,
mm-hmm.
you know, working in the hospital setting and just mm-hmm. generally talking to other people, men have a tendency to just go, if there's something wrong, oh, you know, I'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
and then they
yeah.
end up in the ER with a heart attack, you know.
Yeah, you wonder, is it there, what is getting in the way? I mean, is it their egos? Why? Why don't men like to get medical help and
well,
all of that?
They don't like to admit there's something wrong. They don't like
mm-hmm.
to admit that there's an issue, there's a problem, and they delay. Women,
mm-hmm.
we have a tendency, because we are women
mm-hmm.
and how we're made, is, oh, something's wrong. Now, we do have a tendency to procrastinate.
Yeah, yeah.
We do have a tendency to procrastinate and say, okay, there's something wrong. I know there's something wrong. I'll get to it. And we do eventually get to it a lot faster than they do,
mm-hmm,
but we.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, because society is changing, or whatever. But I'm finding that we're taking on more roles than men, where women say, "It
Good.
Used to be, you go to the doctor, you go every year, you take care of yourself, you have your
mm-hmm.
physicals, whatever." Women are a lot better at that.
Yes,
than
okay.
men. Men, you tell, you know, when it came time for colonoscopies, women will go right away. Men are like, "I'm not having that done," and you're like, "You know." You know, I don't care. You know, they put you out, go have it done. We
mm-hmm.
don't have our yearly exam, no problem. Men,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they get to be a certain age, especially African-American men over the age of 50,
mm-hmm.
You tell them that they have to go have a prostate exam. You want that done? You know, no way. You know, and I'm like sitting here, look, bend over and cough. It's not going to kill you. It may save your life.
Oh, my Lord. It's amazing.
Truth.
Yes,
it's
is amazing. And we have to learn to take better care of ourselves. I was at a conference last week down in Baltimore, and there was a couple of women there that I had not seen in maybe 3 years. And I tell you, they look fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was one of them who was celebrating 1 year from being cancer-free, and I didn't even know. She's someone that I communicate on via email to regularly, and I didn't even know that she had that challenge going on. And it was good to see, and you talk, and everybody is eating healthy and doing what they need to do. And you know, she say, yes, I used to like the ham hock, and I used to like all of that, but come to realize it's not the best thing for me.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with your culture or how you were raised, but you just have to know what is right for you and start just doing the right thing and just eating right. So if it is to be, it is up to us. You know, we have to take control of eating right, doing the exercise, drink the water, and do all the things that we have to do. I know that it does not take a lot of effort.
No, and we also have to look at our whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the one thing a lot of times people forget is the whole picture. Because
mm-hmm.
you can, say, start eating healthy, but if you're still stressed
mm-hmm.
and you have no way of relaxing the mind, you know, and making sure your mind is peaceful, then your body gets stressed. It's all interconnected spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not spiritually at peace with yourself, and then your mind is stressed, and then your body is stressed, we're all interconnected. And I think a lot of times people don't realize that. They think, oh, well, I'm eating healthy, that's fine. But mm-hmm. if you have no spiritual foundation,
whatever it is,
if you don't have any spiritual foundation, that's not good. And then your mind isn't at peace. And if your mind isn't at peace, then your body is stressed. And if your body is stressed, then your spirit is upset.
That's right. It's the total picture.
It's a total
picture. Total picture.
And
total picture.
And you feel so much better. And your head is so much better. And your heart is at peace. Therefore, you know, your pressure isn't high.
So, Trish, myself included here, as someone who has not been exercising, how do we begin? I know you say put one foot in front of the other, but, you know,
just go out. I mean, mm-hmm. Daphne, I know you, and I know you quite well. You've got that lovely walk from the end of your house to the road.
Mm-hmm.
Do that once mm-hmm. or twice a day. I mean, once or two or three, start off once. Just
mm-hmm.
walk up and walk back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of times people think, okay, I'll do that, but that's easy. I'll do it 10 more times. Well, the problem is if you do it 10 more times, you're going to burn yourself out, and you don't want to do it again.
Yeah, and I think that's where I fall short, too. I always start gung-ho, going, instead of doing things gradually. And I know there's a lot of Daphnes out there. Trust me, I know. I'm not the only one.
Yep.
You
and
know,
I'm
we all do that.
I'm the same way. And the thing is, if you start by doing that, and then once you get yourself and keep your favorite thing that you've always taught me, a journal. Get yourself
mm-hmm.
a little calendar. Today
mm-hmm.
I walked to the mail, out to the end of the road once.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get comfortable doing that just once or twice, then mm-hmm. two times. I did it two times for a week.
Right.
And then do three times for a week. You know, mm-hmm. I did it three times. And be gradual with it. And then, you know, then you say to yourself, okay, well, then maybe I can do, you know, five times this week. So you kick it up to five times, and you say, and you don't have to do it every day. I mean, it's a good idea if you can do it for 30 minutes every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if you do something for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, something
mm-hmm.
that's outside of your routine that's physical, just
yes.
to get started, then you'll want to move forward.
Exactly. Because what I started doing, when you mentioned the stairs, now, whether my office or home, I have good stairs at the office.
Mm-hmm.
No longer am I dragging to take everything upstairs all in one shot.
Mm-hmm.
I leave the things and I go. Gradually, I take them up just to go up and down the stairs.
Right.
And I'm going to ask you to just give us your closing thoughts, because my other guest has called in, and I know you'll be listening because this is going to be right up your alley. But, Trish, why don't you give us your closing thoughts for our conversation?
Well, I think if you have a dream, you should go ahead and do it. I think, number one, if you have a physical dream like me, something else I forgot to mention. I had had a physical before I started this.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to find out if you have any underlying conditions or anything that keep you from exercising or something
mm-hmm.
that's going to be in moderation.
Yes.
You should go make sure you have that. And once you get the okay and you have something that you want to do that's physical, that's
mm-hmm.
go for it.
Okay.
Because there's nothing that makes you feel better than a sense of accomplishment.
Yes, yes.
And I have
yes.
to honestly say that is the best feeling that I had when I went across that finish line
mm-hmm.
and no, I wasn't number two. And even if I had been the last one, I had done something that I'd set out to do, and I accomplished
and
it.
And you completed it.
And
because,
completed it.
You know, I watched you on that Sunday when you came to church with your medal, and I watched you with the pride in which you show that off. And that's an accomplishment. And this is what I tell people all the time. It doesn't matter what you do. Reward yourself.
Yes.
You know, let others know about your accomplishment. You know, people who will keep encouraging you. So I just want you to know, Trish, that you have a platform here when you come back in September so you can tell the listeners how you did this time. And just thank you so much for encouraging us and for being a role model, knowing that we all have visions, we all have dreams, and it doesn't matter when we start them at what age, so long as we begin.
Yes.
I love you, my sister.
I love you. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, maybe you can call in when I put Dr. Joy live, and if you have a question for her, because she's going to be able to help you through that. So
yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Dr. Joy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fabulous, fabulous.
Good. What is it doing down in New Jersey?
Actually,
what's the weather like?
Today, it's at 55 degrees. Now, it's supposed to get up to 70 today. And I do see traces of that. I don't see any rain. I see blue skies as I'm traveling now. And I see blue skies with a little bit of clouds, but blue skies, not any rain in sight.
Good, good. Well, Thank you so much for calling in here. I was saying earlier on the air that I was so busy doing, I did not remember that I am celebrating my one-year anniversary on Blog Talk, and their New Day show is actually a little over 3 years because I did traditional radio prior to coming on Blog Talk. So you are spending our anniversary with us today, whether you know it or not. So
wow.
That's
Dr. Daphne, that is fabulous, and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I'm coughing.
Thank you. Well, why don't you take a minute and introduce yourself to the listeners?
Okay. Greetings and good morning, listeners. My name is Dr. Joy Ohaya. I go by Dr. Joy. I'm a total wellness expert. And my mantra is, Dr. Joy, your prescription for total wellness. See, people think that total wellness is just physical fitness and what you eat, but that's not true. Those are components of total wellness. There are many more other facets that make up the total wellness sphere. My website, if you want more information, is www.drxjoy.com. That's www.D as in David, R as in red, X as in X-ray, J-O-Y.com. Free information on that site about total wellness, and I invite you to go there, and if you need to contact me, you can do that as well.
All right. So now let us go back a little into your story and prior to what you're doing now. You were always an active person. Even as a young person, you were
yes.
an athlete, right?
Yes, I was an athlete. I was always active as a kid, and I started the sport of track and field, track to be specific, when I was 5 years old. And a coach actually saw me and recognized that I had some talent, because when mm-hmm. you start beating the boys in the neighborhood in races, then they figure that you have some talent. So that's how the whole track career started.
Yes, yes. Now, our segments leading up to the Vision Conference, we are kind of steering our conversation around the theme of vision. We understand that you are an athlete, and yet you did not pursue a career as an athlete. You actually did something else in the early stages of your life. What was your career in the early stages?
Corporate. I started out as a statistical engineer for Corning Glassworks, and then moved into my last phase within the financial services industry, which ended back about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I'm asking that question so people understand that a lot of times you travel other journeys to really walk into your true calling and purpose that God created you for. Because if we would really take the time in the beginning to look on all our gifts and talents that God created us with, we would not go into the wrong careers where they mistreat us, they abuse us, we get burnt out, we get stressed out and all of that. But no, we always follow the norm. And I encourage families now, talk with your children. Encourage and support them to follow their hearts, because
yes.
we are all uniquely created. However, for you and all the paths you walk prior to what you are now doing and focusing your expertise on to helping other people change their lives, in the beginning, if you had really focus on what God called you for, maybe you would not have gone into corporate. Would you agree with that?
If I knew, Dr. Daphne, what my purpose was, like if I had spoken to God and it was clear to me, then, and everything else was set.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the message was communicated,
mm-hmm.
and there was a way for me to manage my family and other obligations, then without a doubt, yes. Because
mm-hmm.
I never had the fear factor.
That's
there was
right.
There was never a fear factor with me.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. And so I would agree. Yeah, and you know, this is why it is so important that as parents we talk with our children. Because, you know, a lot of people push their children because they are looking for a manifestation of who they are as parents to come through the kids, because they have a lot of goals that they did not accomplish. And they
right.
think, you got to do this, you got to do that. If it kills you, you got to do it. And it's really not the best way to work with these children. And that's why a lot of families have huge college bills to pay, because the kids go there and they hang out and party, and they don't want to do anything.
Well, you know what, Dr. Daphne? I have actually a solution for that.
Mm-hmm.
We have two sons. My husband and I, we've been married 23 years. He is my rock. Okay?
Congratulations.
He's my hero. He's my rock. I love him to pieces. And he's a great man. He's very focused. He's kept us on strategy and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, we have two sons. Our oldest son is a second year sophomore at Columbia University in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another son that's a junior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we did with them? We gave them the foundation
mm-hmm.
With the earlier years with school. Okay,
mm-hmm.
They went to a private independent school. And
mm-hmm.
we told them, we said, now, you know what? We want you, have to have some skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have some skin in the game when it comes to your future from 18 and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
We've given you the foundation. So this is how it's going to work here. You're going to
mm-hmm.
take out a school loan.
Ah.
And you know what? My son, he's been in college for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and he's had hefty school loans. Because everyone knows that Ivy League tuition is not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Within the $52,000 range per year.
Mm-hmm.
And taking it out. But let me tell you what he's told me. He said that he's glad that we made him do it.
That's right.
Because it's building character.
That's right. That's right.
And he has seen some people that he knows, just like we've seen as adults.
Right.
Where the parents don't, you know, give that option to the child.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, don't even broach it. And they take their life savings or part of it and put it on the kid, and the kid parties the entire time and gets kicked out. Now the
That's
parent
right.
is left with the bill.
Mm-hmm. That's
I said,
right.
oh, no, not here. You have to have skin in the game. And it,
That's
and
right.
it builds character.
Exactly. And it helps to build responsibility and understanding. So by the time they graduate, they have a true character about what it takes
Absolutely.
To go through school. And you are not only helping them, you're helping their children too. So this is a legacy that is being created in your family.
Exactly. Because it's so easy as parents to say the word yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say the word no.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to have boundaries.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
But it's better for your child
mm-hmm.
when the parents have boundaries for them.
For them. You
it's
know,
better.
My mentor and good friend, Dr. Miles Monroe, out of the Bahamas, he has an amazing book called In Pursuit of Purpose. And
okay.
he tells a story in that book about a very prominent doctor whose parents wanted him to go to medical school. because the father in that family wanted to be a doctor, but his parents could not afford that. So
right.
He never went. So he and his wife made sure every penny they had would go into sending their son to medical school. And he came out and he was a very successful surgeon.
Great.
Involved in the community and doing a lot of things. And there was one time when he got an award, a very big award in the community. And it was that time that he broke. Right there, when he received that award, he made it known to his parents that he was tired of pretending, because he does not know the person that gets this award, because this award is for them. He went to school, he's successful at what he's doing, but he's only doing it because that's what they want him to do. He begged them to release him so he can follow his dream and be what God created him to be. And every
wow.
time I read that story, it brings tears to my eyes, because there are a lot of parents who in today's society is still doing that to their children.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
Dr. Joy, when you hear the word vision,
mm-hmm.
what comes to mind for you and for the people who are listening? How would you define vision to them?
Vision to me, is what I see for my future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I don't want to put it as an end-all, be-all, because everybody should know that we're on a journey.
Exactly.
And vision is where you want to go, and the in-between from where you are now to where you want to go is your plan.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a plan that supports your vision as to whatever it is that you want to do, where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I came into what my vision was, but my true vision is until probably right before I was laid off from corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I was very excited when that happened.
Oh, you got to tell the people a little bit of that story when you finish.
Okay. So so I think that that's it. And I know I think I've heard God say, you know what, Joy, you've been put on this earth, yes, to help people, but help them with wellness. Help them achieve wellness and go do.
Mm-hmm.
So once I was laid off, I knew that I was not going back to corporate America, and through the support of my husband telling me, no, you know what, go figure out what you want to do, okay? And mm-hmm. I figured it out. 2 weeks later, my company was formed, and
wow.
I bought a health club. I bought a health club for women only.
Mm.
And I'm not, you know, by any means leaving the guys out.
That's
but
right.
It was an opportunity for
mm-hmm.
me to work with women to help them be more healthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where you know, my passion lies.
Right.
And so I was passion driven to get that health club and to work that health club and to meet women. And then, you know what? A little voice said, probably God's voice, you know what? Now it's time for you to leave it. Now it's time for you to go to a much larger platform.
Mm.
And that larger platform was me writing my first book, Don't Let It Get You, and empowering a fitness guide for women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I still had my health club while I was in the throes of writing the book.
Mm-hmm.
But by writing a book and becoming an author, by writing a book, becoming published, and the author, then other opportunities were in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Now
mm-hmm.
I can speak to the mass
yes.
about wealth.
Yes, Yes.
And,
yes.
And that, and so it's a much bigger, much larger platform than mm-hmm. say owning a club. But mm-hmm. I don't discount that. That's how it all
exactly.
got started.
Yeah, because the beginning, what a lot of people are looking for now is microwave results. And they
yeah.
need to understand what it means when you talk about paying your dues. There were disciplines that you learned as the owner of that health club, which is now helping you when you stand in front of an audience. You are not only speaking to them as a prescription to wellness expert, but you can take them back to that first day you were the owner of that health club and the lessons you have learned that you are using now
Absolutely.
As an expert. And people, you know, oftentimes people hear the beginning of the story and then the end. The
right.
entire middle is missing. And that's where the important stuff is for people to understand that. You did not just leave corporate and then become a published author and an expert in wellness. You were pounding the pavement. You were going maybe 7 days a week to that health club and to
exactly.
make sure you serve the women who were coming there. And when God saw that, well, she got it. She served the people. She know what it takes to nurture them. Now I can put her on the big stage.
That's right. And that's exactly it. A lot of people don't know Dr. Daphne. They only see the beginning. And I will say this, that anyone that's going into business, anyone that wants to follow their dream as your previous guest said, I agree with her, an infinitive amount in percentage that they should go for it. Now, what I would recommend, though, is that they take an assessment on who's in their corner
mm-hmm.
and who's not, because
mm-hmm.
I thought that I had a lot of friends. You know, now I'm using soft quotes. They're more acquaintances now because
That's
they
right.
saw the beginning. They saw mm-hmm. the beginning. They saw when I was in corporate. They saw the beginning, and some of me even told me that I wasn't going to make it.
They
okay?
thought that corporate was who you were. They didn't know.
Right.
They didn't
know me.
That's right.
They didn't know me, and they said, how are you going to make this work? You never did this before. And they didn't know that I had tenacity, passion, drive.
That's
that,
right.
And that I get things done. So all of that in between...
Mm-hmm.
If someone was just to meet me now, they wouldn't know all of the events and all
That's
of
right.
the time and energy
That's right. That's right.
That has been put in to get me to this point at almost 5 years now.
You know, and the other thing, Dr. Joy, that people need to understand is that you don't need to know because you have the mentor and the coach who is the designer of the plan behind you. All you need to do is to show up, and he's going to show up inside of you the skills and talents that's laying down. And so, you know, people need to understand. Don't be listening and hanging out with the naysayers. You need to get hooked up to God because he's the Almighty. He's the Creator. He knows the plan that he has for us when we don't have the slightest idea. We just have to turn
exactly.
up and say, I'm present, Lord.
Put exactly,
me
and
to
be
work.
Willing to receive, and Dr. Daphne, be willing to receive it. See,
That's
because
right.
I think I can look back now. I'll be 48 years old this year. I can look back, and I can tell you where if God tried to tell me, I wasn't ready to receive it.
That's
and
right.
And I think at the layoff point, he says, you know what, I'm going to throw this wall in front of you, and you have no choice.
That's right. That's right. And that's what happened, too, because what? There were things you needed to learn from the corporate arena, and you learned it, and that season ended. And you, you know, I want to explain to the people. In a few minutes ago, you mentioned how you excited you were for the layoff. Explain
oh, yeah.
to the people what happened. What made you so excited about it? People need to hear this.
Okay, Dr. Daphne, and you know you've heard already a part of this story because you were at the Women's Summit a couple of weeks ago, and wasn't that a fabulous event? And
oh, my God, you just congratulated Deborah.
Mm-hmm. And your vision conference is going to be on the same note. Fabulous. So everybody that's listening, make sure that you contact Dr. Daphne and attend her 2010 vision conference, which is in May, first week of May.
Oh, so, and you are going to be one of the speakers too.
Oh, okay, great.
All right.
So now here's the story. Okay, I worked in corporate America in totality about 20 years. And towards the end, so say the last four years, I really didn't like my job. Loved the money, though. I thought the money was great. Mm. I thought it was. But, you know, there's other things. Money is not everything. That's not the only determinant of success.
That's right.
So the last couple of years, it was really bad. I mean, stressful, did not like it, but my husband and I had obligations with our investments that, you know, said, okay, well, we'll use Joy's, you know, part of Joy's money to make these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of ball and chain. And I remember sitting at my desk, sitting in my office in May of that year, 2005. And
mm-hmm.
I said, you know, we had just made purchased a couple of investment homes, and I had said to myself, I really cannot stand being here. I wish that I, you know, had a way to get out like that. And also get my money. Because, if you just quit the job, you know, you don't get nothing. So let's not get it twisted. So I put that in there. And don't you know, it was already in the making. It was already in the making because I got laid off June 23rd, 2005, and when that happened, I was so elated, elated, to the point where the security guards that were walking around, there were six security guards walking around my location, because they figured, okay, black female executive about to lose a six-figure job is probably going to go crazy. Well, let me tell you something, I didn't go crazy. I didn't give them what they wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
I told them, I said, great, how long is this process, this little meeting going to take with the HR person so I can move my nail appointment up, pack my office, and get out? I was so happy. My manager looked at me like, I don't believe you just said that.
Surprise. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Because
know
what? I didn't have a fear factor because
That's right.
I knew... Well, my husband supported me, and I knew I'm a child of God. God had my back.
Amen. Amen. And this is why, you know, you oftentimes hear people say, be careful what you ask for.
Oh, yeah.
God gives us what we ask for. And this is why I tell people, we can rewrite the script of our lives anytime we desire, because we have a tongue that we can use to write that script the way we want it.
Right.
And, you know, so they're surprised. And people got to understand, six security guard for a lady. What's your size?
Well, I stand 4 feet 11 inches. 4 feet 11 and a half, but on my driver's license it says 5 feet.
Yeah.
And so I'm petite in stature.
Yeah.
And, but I will say that I am feisty. You know, that is true. I say I'm feisty, but feisty and confident. And they didn't know how to take it.
That's right. They didn't know. You know, you rightfully say, and you know how they label black people already.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
They had all of that. But, oh, my darling, I fell out laughing when I heard this story. And I've been telling your story ever since I met you at that conference. Because I'm saying, can you imagine? She's getting laid off from her six-figure corporate job, and she's asking them how long the process because she wants to move her nail appointment up. And
that's right.
You can do that when you know to whom you belong. And you know that your father had greater things planned for you because you had already had a previous conversation with him. You let him know. You let him know. You're ready to leave, but you don't want to leave without the money.
well, I didn't want to leave without the money, or I didn't want to leave with some sort of maybe three lines scratched out on a piece of paper, which would have been my plan. So,
right.
but when he pulled that trigger,
mm-hmm.
and he said, "You're out today," it was without question. And then for the fact that, because God talked to me, and he also talked to my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably told my husband, listen, your wife's not going back, so you're going to tell her that she's not going back. I'm sure that, you know, there was multiple conversations there, and it's great. I don't regret it. Was I nervous? Was I scared? This is what I was nervous about. I was nervous that I would give them what they wanted to see.
Mm.
And I prayed during that whole process from the time that I was asked to come out of an external meeting with, you know, people on the outside of that company, and walking, you know, maybe 30 feet to his office, I prayed that I was not going to give them what they wanted to see. That was the only time that I was nervous.
Thank you.
I wasn't nervous after he told me. I wasn't nervous when I was packing. I wasn't even nervous when, you know, I come home now and it's 1:30 in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and my dog greets me at the door like, "Ma, what are you doing home?"
Right.
And I don't have any meetings. I don't have anything to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't even nervous then. No.
That's
because
right.
I said, I'm going to actually take my time and sit down and figure out what is it I really want to do. What is my passion?
That's right. You know, Dr. Joy, let us talk about, we only have a few more minutes here.
Okay.
Let us talk about an entrepreneur. What is the value of them understanding about their wellness? How can it add to our wealth and the value that we bring to entrepreneurship?
Oh, Dr. Daphne, you know what? I only have, what, 8-9 minutes with you on this? And you know, now that you've communicated to me and also the listeners that my abstract for your conference was accepted,
yes.
I will definitely go into it and drill down more there. But this is what I will say.
Mm-hmm.
Being an entrepreneur is not an easy task for anyone. You can ask Bill Gates, you can ask Donald Trump, they will tell you it's not easy. So with it not being easy, you have to work hard. In order for you to perform at your optimal, to be at an optimal performance level, you have to have your health. So I would say that wealth is not first for entrepreneurs.
That's right.
Health is first. Health leads. If you do not have your health, think about it. It's very simple. I'm not going to use, you know, 13-letter words. I'm going to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
If you are healthy, you can perform better. Like, if you get the proper amount of sleep, then when you wake up in the morning, your body is rested and you can conquer the day. It's the same thing with being an entrepreneur. You need your health in order for your brain to function properly, in order for you to make the right decisions about your business, in order for you to articulate what you want from your clients and business partners and prospective business partners, and those things will translate into wealth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you don't have health, Dr. Daphne, your wealth will be limited.
That's right, because, you know, people's sight and vision are cloudy when they think about wealth, because they only see it from a monetary value. But as you rightfully say, no health, no wealth. Because the health is what will get us there. And, you know, as Dr. Joy said, well, I didn't even get an opportunity to let her know until I just know, because we had a meeting yesterday about, you know, adding her to this powerful team at the Vision Conference. And now you see the reason why. You got to be there to hear more in depth on what she has to say. She's going to be there Friday the 7th. And we're going to be having the agenda up, so you'll see what time she's going to be on and all of that. But I tell you, this lady, she's going to rock your world because she rocked mine last weekend at that summit conference. Because we as entrepreneurs, we are working from sunrise until death. We don't look to see the sunset, but we need to understand the importance of taking time for our health, because if we are not experiencing optimum health, we cannot serve nor add value to anyone or anything. So I'm just so blessed to have met this lady and just to be able to take advantage of the wonderful information that she has. Dr. Joy, I want you to take 5 minutes and just wrap up our conversation for today.
Sure. What I will say is I charge everybody that's listening, just like the previous guest says, if you have a dream, go after it. All right? I so wholeheartedly believe that. Find your passion. Find your passion and go after it. Stay away from the naysayers. When you make a decision to do something that you want to do, make sure that you take care of yourself first. Because as being an entrepreneur, there's so many unknowns. You're treading in uncharted territories. There's a lot of unknowns, and sometimes we get consumed with that. I want all of my listeners, and Dr. Daphne, they're my listeners right now with your radio show, and they're your listeners. But I
That's
want right.
right
now for all of the listeners to take 3 deep breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Now, you're ready for the day. Your mind is clear. Taking 3 deep breaths, ladies and gentlemen, in the beginning, or when you, beginning of the day, middle of the day, end of the day, whenever you feel that anxiety coming on, will help you release the stress and give you a clearer mind so that you can make decisions about your business. Stress is universal. It's like that Nike commercial, just go do it, because it's there. All right? But you, as an entrepreneur, have it even worse because of the uncharted territories. You have to take control and manage that stress and take care of yourself first. And then once you do that, everything else will follow. Everything else will follow. The wealth will follow. The helping other people will follow. But if you don't take care of you first, how are you going to help someone else?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's what I say. So,
Dr. Joy, I just thank you so much for taking this time to come on and just deposit and invest in not only the show but the listeners, because people need to get these very valuable nuggets so they can apply them to their lives, to know that it does not take a lot to enhance our health. You know, we keep taking care of everybody else. What about us? If we are not taking care of ourselves, we cannot serve anybody else. So I just want to take this time. Thank you. I can't wait to see you at the Vision Conference. And I know that the listeners and the people who attend the conference will be greatly blessed by listening to you. So
thank you.
You are very,
I can't wait to be there.
Very welcome, and we will be talking soon.
Yes.
All
thank
right.
you, Dr. Daphne.
You are welcome, Dr. Joy. Thank you.
Be blessed and stay healthy.
Yes, you have a blessed and healthy day as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I'm telling you, boy, we had 3 powerful women today. I'm telling you, I get so excited just thinking about me knowing these women and to see the great impact that they are putting out to the world. You know, these ladies, they are not letting grass grow under their feet. They are out there doing things, paving the way for other young girls to look and say, hey, if Dr. Joy can do it, so can I. If Trish Cook can do it, so can I. If Charvette Mitchell can do it, so can I. The sky is the limit for you young women who are listening to this show now, because whatever your heart desires, God put that desire there for a reason and a purpose. Find somebody to connect to that will help you manifest that vision that God has given you there. It is okay to be unique, because that's why God gave you that calling. That burning desire in your heart was put there by God, and that's what he wants you to do. Find somebody that will help to water your little garden so that it will bloom when it is springtime or summertime. It might be laying dormant during the winter, but come springtime. Springtime is the time when you have new blooms blowing up, and that's what we want you to do. It was a pleasure to have these magnificent women on this, my anniversary show. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, that today's segment gives us a total of 155 segments. And I look forward to the next year to double that. I love you. I appreciate you. I want you to know that you were created for a destiny. I want you to join me again on April the 2nd at 10 to 12 a.m. when we will have another segment of the Educate, Inspire, Empowering Entrepreneurs for a Greater Future. Remember that you were created for a destiny. Do not allow anyone to derail you off your vision. Follow your destiny, and God bless you.
Showing me,
hallelujah, and directing me
to it. My destiny.
My destiny.
Come on, you declare it to the Lord.
Lord, I
thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny.
My destiny.
I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. Almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.
black neck and tie. If I was on the business, please call right now, but please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and we'll get back in touch with you shortly. Thank you very much. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Miss Chandel, it's Daphne. Hope all is well. Can you please remove the Saturday and Sunday off the daily price? Just leave it at daily, because if they want to come on Friday too, that's all right. So please remove that, okay? I'm going to send John an email as well, because I think you already sent it out to her. All right. Talk to you later. Thanks.